You're a small business owner, but that means you're a lot of other things too. Accountant, handyman, payroll specialist, and IT expert, just to name a few. So how about you let Capitus make at least one thing easy for you? Capitus is the home of small business financing made simple. Compare multiple offers at once for business loans, lines of credit, equipment financing, revenue-based financing, and more. No appointments, no waiting days for approval. Up your cash flow and grow your business with Capitus today. Start an application at Capitus.com. That's Capitus.com.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Welcome back, everybody. Brian Kilmeade Show, moving through a very busy week. As I mentioned, we're talking about what's happened in Minneapolis. We know the president's had success removing illegal immigrants, cracking down on crime in New Orleans, over in Memphis, Chicago to a degree, Minneapolis, I would say yes, but especially in Washington, D.C., it works when people cooperate. And when Tom Homan came in, they cooperated. And he announced that he's going to be pulling out yesterday. It didn't stop Democrats from high-fiving and thinking that they won, like Amy Klobuchar and Mayor Fry, as well as Governor Waltz, which ironic is behind the scenes, they actually worked and allowed their cops to provide backup and secure perimeters so ICE could be more effective. 700 came out last week. And the de-escalation continued to it's eventually going to wind down entirely. Griff Jenkins joins us now, getting set for Fox and Friends weekend. Tom Homan waited about 15 minutes to say the headline, and that is that he's pulling the rest of his guys out. But before that, he went through the successes that they had, Griff.
Look, it was yet again another masterclass press conference, and I would submit to you, Brian, that the actual headline, as someone who has covered this for more than a decade, is that he said he didn't have a single sheriff in Minnesota since he's been there. He hadn't found a single sheriff that didn't want to cooperate in having the local authorities identify violent criminal illegal aliens in local jails to transfer them over to ICE so that they wouldn't be released on the streets and be a danger to the community at large. And what's so successful about what Tom Homan did is he came in, he refocused the focus on the worst of the worst, if you will, but really put the focus on getting the local authorities to cooperate. And what's fascinating, you mentioned the Democrats like Klobuchar and others, they're trying to take a victory lap. Here's the bigger picture. You have here in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul wants to push to ban 287G agreements. And that's a technical thing between the federal government and local authorities. But yet it's been around for decades, and it does just what Tom Homan has done, which is to identify these illegal criminal aliens who shouldn't be here from being released onto the streets. She wants to actually get rid of it in New York. In Maryland, they passed legislation. We expect Governor Wes Moore, liberal Democrat, to sign that will do just that as well. And so while the media wants to report that Democrats won in the case of Minnesota, Tom Homan has laid out the common sense position that got President Trump reelected in 2024 on a mandate to get rid of illegal aliens, that particularly the criminals that put the nation at greater risk.
So Tom Homan was on with Laura Ingraham last night after his press conference, and I'm sure he wants to get out of Minneapolis. It's freezing. It's a terrible place. Who would ever move to Minnesota? Who looked at those people on the streets in sub-zero weather and thought, I'm so proud of them? But if you are proud of them, I'm sure there's plenty of room. Tom Homan talked about the ridiculous moves the Democrats have, not saluting them for getting the criminals out of their midst and not saying a word when the borders were broken and people flooded in. Cut five.
Where were they the last 4 years where open borders were, you know, half a million kids died from opioid overdoses, a record number of sex trafficking of women and children, over 500,000 children smuggled into the country, lost track of 300,000 of them? I said today, just here in this state, we found over 3,300 of them that they weren't even looking for that President Trump found.
But you see, Governor Waltz came out yesterday and said they want to be reimbursed for the damage that ICE has done.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's...
Wait for that check.
That's ironic because most of the damage was done by agitators who were spurred on by Democrats like Walz and Frey. But, you know, it's such a great point that Tom Homan makes because where were Democrat outrage? Where was that Democrat outrage when you had the hundreds of thousands of children being dumped on the border? I posted a picture to social media in 2023, Brian, of a child that was 2 years old, terrified, crying, me and Texas TPS watched him being dumped across the river, rushed to try and assist him. And you know what DPS does with Border Patrol? They took the child in care, but the child had nothing other than an address in Louisiana and a phone number. And that was a snapshot that I posted on social media that went viral, but yet no Democrat was outraged. There was no AOC crying over a two-year-old child being dumped across the border at the hands of ruthless cartel leaders. And now this is the other part of the promise that Trump made to the country that we would find those children, some 600,000 total that were either, put into the system and they lost track of them, or they simply have no idea what happened.
Yesterday, the president had a press conference, and by his side was EPA Commissioner Administrator Lee Zeldin. Why was it important? Why is it arguably as important as anything he's done? Because it's reversing, hitting the brakes on so much environmental regulation that put into place in 2009 by none other than Barack Obama, because they couched it as a global emergency to change the way we view and use oil, gas, and coal, or any fossil fuel. The EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin will be hitting the road explaining what they're doing, but essentially saving everybody about $2,600. Cars are going to be cheaper. I'm talking about all the American-made cars. I'm talking about that stop and start mechanism that you have when you had your car because it says save gas. Even though to start it up and put your foot on the gas, it actually give you more emissions. The climate emergency is a clown show. There's nothing about it that was substantiated by science, and they yet you'd be ridiculed if you brought that up. Here's the President of the United States ending the Obama-era auto regulations. Cut 8.
I'm pleased to be joined today by EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, who you all know, and to announce the single largest deregulatory action in American history. That's a big statement in American history, and I think we can add the words by far. Under the process just completed by the EPA, we are officially terminating the so-called endangerment finding, a disastrous Obama-era policy that severely damaged the American auto industry and massively drove up prices for American consumers.
So it sounds ho-hum and boring, but Griff, it is not.
No. Big deal. Big deal. And by the way, can I just say, I hate that damn auto restart thing. I have a 2006 Toyota 4Runner, and I'm never getting rid of it because it doesn't have that feature. Whenever I travel on the road, which is often, and I get a rental car, literally, if I don't have that automatic button to turn it off, I'm not taking that car. I want to be able to turn that damn thing off. But let me just say, you know, Lee Zeldin, this is a huge deal. And it's not just domestically. I reached out yesterday. I was communicating with Zeldin's team, and I wanted to get Lee Zeldin on with Rachel, Charlie, and I this weekend. But you know what? He's not available because he's going to the Munich Security Conference. You're going to hear from Lee Zeldin, who's going to go over to Europe, where the green thing started before Obama
and
got on board.
It.
And he is going to lecture to them. I submit to you, we may see what J.D. Vance did at the Munich Conference last year and put Europeans on their heels over free speech and censorship.
They're
going to cry. Lee Zeldin is going to bring the hammer to the Munich Conference, and it's going to be specifically on this.
Not to be jealous, not to get you jealous, but he is joining me on One Nation Sunday night.
I'm jealous.
Right. Joining us now is Rachel Campos Duffy, because I called her in because I'm tired of talking to you.
I did.
Rachel, thank you. It was desperate. I was texting you. Please come wherever you are.
Well, I really appreciate you
getting ready
here
for the weekend, 6 to 10 Saturday and Sunday.
That's right. By the way, did you notice? So what he was really translate this for people who aren't in TV. What this means, what you just heard before between Brian and Griff, is that Brian scooped us, and either Lee Zeldin likes Brian more.
Probably.
Or Brian called first.
Right.
It looks like that.
It looks like that. Thank you for calling that out.
Good for you. That's a great get. And your show's awesome. And we love having you talk about it on our show.
We just want to take your guess.
I know. Absolutely. They usually beat us to the punch. But a couple of things. Barack Obama, when he heard this, the whole re-energizing America move by the President of the United States, he said the Trump administration repealed the endangerment finding, the ruling that served on the basis for limits on tailpipe emissions and power plant rules. Without it, we will be less healthy, less safe, and be less able to fight climate change. Also, the fossil fuel industry can make everyone more money. And first, I want to get your response to this, and then I'll tell you what Al Gore said.
Did he say that, like, that we're going to be underwater soon because of this? This is what they all told us, right? That if we didn't do this and nothing happened, we had their rules, but I mean, come on, give me a break. This is ridiculous. What this is an affordability move. I mean, look at how much cheaper, thousands of dollars cheaper for a car. What he's actually mad about, because he knows the climate stuff is a big hoax. And you can't solve it unless you solve China and India, right? I mean, why should we have to bear the brunt of it?
You think Russia is worried about the environment?
They're not worried about that. And so this is an affordability issue. And Trump has been taking, President Trump has been taking on affordability in ways that actually make a difference. I mean, how you buy your first car makes a difference.
Yeah. And you know, to your point about
how
cars,
much it costs,
you know, as they told us back then, well, guess who was leading that was Al Gore with his Earth in the Balance. And I actually bought the audio tape because we were using it at the time on radio. And you had, you know, one of his signature lines in the book was, it must be possible to eliminate the combustion engine. Guess what? That didn't happen. And if we did that, it would wreck the economy.
Totally.
And
Gavin Newsom got his way, by 2035, they wouldn't be allowed to be sold in California. There's no way they're going to follow through on that. All these green policies in Europe, they're blowing it up. They got rid of all fossil fuels, were tried, and nuclear at the same time. And now there's panic as utility bills skyrocket.
But you know what they did accomplish with all this climate tyranny? They do have a population in Europe who's just very compliant. I mean, they may blow up, they may adjust the rules because it doesn't work in the end, but they just have a different mentality than we do. And if you talk to Europeans who are really open-minded mm-hmm. and can really look at how they are just as a culture and mindset versus us, mm-hmm. they're just a much more compliant population, and these rules that come from the EU and from mm-hmm. The WEF that they all just kind of took hook, line, and sinker. It isn't just about the rules. It's about this mentality that you can have these elites in the capitals of Europe telling you what to do, even if you're, you know better.
I mean, J.D. Vance was not welcomed after he eviscerated them last year.
On free speech.
And this year, Secretary of State Marco Rubio goes over. The focus will be on Greenland, Russia. I'm not sure. But Al Gore came out and said this. Last summer, the U.S. experienced a dozen once-in-a-lifetime, 1,000-year floods in the span of just 3 days. In Texas, one of those flooding events killed at least 135 people and 37 children. The Trump administration's rollback of the endangerment finding is not only a direct assault on science, knowledge, and public health, it's an insult to the people across the country who are already coping with the disastrous consequences of climate-driven and extreme weather events. Now, those events happen, yes. Man's role in this, Al Gore seems to have settled science. No, I don't think any other clear thinking, non-agenda driven scientist does.
I think if you look at this, Brian and Griff, if you look at this really macro wise, right, they're talking to us about climate. But what they're really talking about at the biggest level, at the highest level, is about how do you control America, right? They are threatened by the fact in Europe, they are threatened by our economic power. They are threatened by how President Trump came in and instantly leveraged our economic power to do something better for us, mm-hmm. whether it's on tariffs, on trade, and these rules that he's doing. They have not been able to compete with us, Europe, and they've tried to harness us, stop us with these mm-hmm. kinds of international rules. Trump's saying, I'm not taking it.
All right. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, a little bit more with Griff and Rachel, who have a big show, 6 to 10, Saturday and Sunday, Fox and Friends weekend. Don't move.
Some days it feels like there is no pause. Feedings, diaper changes, and late night wake-ups, and somehow you're still trying to steal a few minutes to yourself. I've really come to appreciate how much having a calm, comfortable home can change how you feel at the end of the day. That's why I have been loving Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com and use my code GAINES, G-A-I-N-E-S, for up to 20% off. Their bedding, loungewear, pajamas, they're not just soft. They're the little oasis you cling to when the day has been nonstop. After the baby finally drifts off or nap time actually happens, slipping into their sheets or pulling on their pajamas feels like a hug you didn't know you needed. Even 5 minutes wrapped in their classic cuddle blanket is enough to feel like you've caught your breath. Sleep has become this precious, almost magical thing in our house. Cozy Earth makes those stolen moments of rest feel real, calm, cozy, and a little indulgent without ever feeling high maintenance. And the best part, you can try it risk-free with their 100-night sleep trial, so you can see the difference for yourself before fully committing. If you are ready to take the little comfort wins seriously and make home the place you recharge, go to CozyEarth.com and use my code GAINES, G-A-I-N-E-S, for up to 20% off. Once you try it, you will see why so many people make Cozy Earth part of creating a home that feels calm and comfortable and truly lived in, even when life is messy, loud, and full of newborn nights.
Nearly Home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings. February 2024 through January 2025.
We just find it incredulous that we have Planned Parenthood here. And women are 51% of the population. And the majority of the questions, all of these questions, have really been about other issues. And this happens over and over and over and over again. You wonder why we have such a horrific war on women in this country and that these guys are getting away with it. Because you don't seem to care. So I just offer that with love.
So Gavin Newsom's having a press conference all about Planned Parenthood. So abortion. They want to talk about how great abortion is.
With love.
And right, with love.
With love. Don't you just think abortion and love? Happy
Rachel
Valentine's Day.
Here,
sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so gross.
But do you see his face? That was struck. You know how he always looks very composed?
Yeah.
He did not look composed. He looked like, oh, my goodness, what are you doing? Plus, the questions were like, basically, is your husband running for president? You know what it's like. Trump deals with that every day.
Yeah.
He has a world leader next to him, and they're like, what's with the Epstein files? So he's flipping out. I mean, Griff, that's so embarrassing.
It is, and it's time and time
him.
Again. Time and time again, you know, we keep hearing that Gavin Newsom is the most polished of the crowd, maybe Pritzker, but more so Gavin. He's handsome and he's got good hair and all this stuff. But it is in those moments that are quite telling, and he wasn't ready for that.
Right. So Gavin Newsom, I guess he's going to be running for president. Every week they'd have a different feature. Pete Buttigieg, Rachel, I want to get this to you. I think it was Axios or Punchbowl, whatever, that did a whole thing on Buttigieg. And you know what his weakness is? His weakness is... He was a bad mayor with no significant accomplishments, and at the Department of Transportation, he couldn't even spend money. They gave him billions. He was so lazy and slow, he couldn't even award it anywhere else. And this is what Sean Duffy, who you've met, So this guy is getting ready for president. The problem is he didn't do a good job in the preliminary game.
I mean, he was like not even there. I mean, literally not even there. Half the building was, or more than half the building was working from home, you know, still. And, you know, I think the greatest liability that Pete Buttigieg has going into a potential run is Sean Duffy. And I say that, you know, I know I'm biased, but It is bipartisan acknowledgement that the Department of Transportation has never done more than under Sean. And the fact that he was there, it wasn't like, yeah, the plane crash was a wake-up call to Sean on day one. Okay, what happened here? It took about 2 weeks to figure out that our air traffic control system was antiquated. But Pete Buttigieg had tons of near misses and never did anything. Instead, he said, I'm going to direct billions of dollars that could have gone towards an new air traffic control system, he directed it towards DEI projects. And one of the things that Sean has had to do is take in order to get things done, and you know, whether it's a road or a train or whatever it is that they're building, is pull all this DEI requirement out of it, because, like, literally, there are companies that want to build that dam or want to build that not the dam, but build that road or build that whatever, and they can't meet all of the regulations for DEI. You know, as a construction company. So it just didn't get done.
See, what Newsom and Pete Buttigieg have in common is they want to be president, but they don't understand they have to build up their resume and deserve it.
Right.
So it's like, people, I want to get to Fox News. Well, what are you doing? Well, I'm a local station. I don't really work that hard. I take a lot of days off and I try to punch out early. You're not going to get to Fox News that way. Are you? Is it going to be okay if you do a crappy job as secretary and governor? Can you still be president?
Not just a crappy job.
Is it
job.
To be president or be nominated?
Well, what do you mean? The goal was
Kamala was crappy and she was nominated.
Right. Yeah. She was a terrible vice president.
Sorry, Griff.
But no. I just wanted to lean into what you were talking about, which is, you know, what Sean has done is deal with what we found out when I was reporting on the crash. The ATC had equipment that was 50 plus years old. And so Sean's like, how in the world did the last guy here or the other five guys that were there over 50 years not do anything about it? Mm-hmm. And yet it is that record.
Anything you want to promo before you go?
Yeah, we're going to White Castle on a Valentine's Day.
That
you'll
sounds
watch
romantic.
That on Fox and Friends.
Thank you.
That's my romantic date with my coach.
This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.